This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll jump right into Illinois State Ag News. When we think of celebrating dairy products, however, we typically think of the month of June, which is dairy month across the country. But as Aaron McGraw explains with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, this Saturday is another reason to celebrate.
So yes, June is the big dairy month. It is dedicated all month long to dairy. But this Saturday is actually National Milk Day. So there's different things you can do. This was established in the 1800s, and that's when we think about milk being delivered in, like, the sterilized glass bottle with the milkman and all of that, too. So I would encourage you to sample a new milk product. There's so many different flavors of milk out there now. There's different seasonal products. Or if it's been a while since you've just had a glass of milk with a meal, just try it out and see how it feels. See how you feel after that meal, too. Oftentimes you feel pretty satisfied for a while afterwards because of that high-quality protein. Trying a new recipe featuring dairy foods. Talk to your kids about dairy and how it comes from cows. There's actually, in different areas, farms that actually participate in agritourism, or they do tours in kind of the St. Louis surrounding areas. There's Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville. There's Ludwig Creamery and Rop Cheese are all local creameries in the Illinois area that welcome tours, and you can really learn about milk and dairy farming and how it ends in a really delicious product as well. So there's all sorts of things you can do, but finding new and creative ways to incorporate milk is a really great way to start.
And again, that was Aaron McGraw, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and Saturday is National Milk Day. Moving on into other state ag news, the specialty growers of the state are gathering in Springfield this week.
They have lots of different tracks, I guess, if you will, with some great speakers. They really work hard at getting diversity amongst that three-day conference as well. Wednesday is a pre-conference. They have in-depth workshops for growers or specialty growers, and then we get into some, I'll call it science-based talks, but some good information coming out on management trials, growing tips, as well as they take a track and they look at business perspectives and how growers can improve their business as well.
And that was State Ag Pest Survey Coordinator Kelly Estes. The Specialty Growers Conference runs through Friday in Springfield. In other state ag news for today, there was a grain bin rescue and recovery effort, and that was in Grant Park, Illinois, not far from Antino, 55 miles south of Chicago in Kankakee County. The incident took place yesterday just before 11:30 a.m. at Farmers Elevator Company of Mantino. It was reported that two individuals were in the bin at the time of the rescue, with one individual being rescued successfully and the other dying from his injuries. The incident continues to be under investigation. And we'll move on into other ag news on this Thursday following these messages.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
And we're back here on your Thursday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. And coming up a week from Saturday will be the Carlinville FFA Alumni's biannual dinner auction, which will be held at the Carlinville Elks Lodge Saturday evening, January 18th at 5:30. To explain about this year's dinner auction, I spoke with Molly Rosentreter and Aiden Groves. First off, Molly explains that this year is not the first time the Carlinville FFA has held a dinner auction.
Correct. This will be our third dinner auction. We've started, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. We did it 2 years in a row and then skipped a year. And from now on, we will do it every other year, as you said. So our next one will be in 2022. And this is our most productive fundraiser. We have a great time. We have 250 members of the community that come out and support us for a nice meal provided by the Elks. And then we do a silent auction as well as a live dinner auction. Our Carlinville community is very gracious in that they give to us and in the auction as well as in-kind gifts and monetary. And this is our biggest fundraiser in order to help the kids throughout the next 2 years.
Next, Aiden explains where proceeds from the dinner auction and other alumni events go towards during the year.
Yeah, so with the Carlinville FFA alumni, our big goal is to provide opportunities to children that most of us had in high school or some opportunities we didn't have. So some of the big highlights for many kids' careers in high school that we help fundraise is going to national convention. Historically, it was held in Louisville. Now it's out in Indianapolis. We'll send a busload of kids out there for them to go network and meet kids from all the way from Maine to Puerto Rico, Alaska. I always had a great time, and the more kids we can put out there, the better. Some of the other different things we do, there's a conference called WLC, which stands for Washington Leadership Conference. It's for junior FFA members that they head out to Washington, D.C. for a couple days in the summer to network with other FFA members from across the nation, learn about leadership. That way they're ready to be the leaders of tomorrow in not only the agriculture community, but also our local community. We do have a scholarship for seniors, whether they're going off for college or trade school, that we'll hand out to the four top senior members that we see after they fill out the applications to basically help them get a go at starting off their next step in life. You know, that's our big thing. Once you're done with high school, what is your next step? And that's where Carlinville FFA alumni, we want to help provide all the resources and training and knowledge to these kids so when they leave Carmel High School, move on wherever they're going, they're ready to take life on.
And again, that was Aiden Groves and Molly Rosentreter with the Carlinville FFA alumni. And tickets are still available for next Saturday evening's event. Costs for the tickets are $20 for adults, children 12 and younger are $15. Moving on now to our Ag Community Bulletin Board. Don't forget that the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders meeting will be held this evening at 7 at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Items on the agenda are the 2020 FFA Acquaintance Day and 2020 Officer Elections. In other bulletin board news, the 79th annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will take place next Tuesday evening at 6. Your RSVP date, however, is tomorrow, and you can RSVP for the dinner by calling 532-3361 by tomorrow, January 10th. And that'll wrap up this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the bulletin board, you can email those items to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday afternoon, January 9th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.